AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump used familiar words to describe the start of his hush money trial in New York.
This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame, and it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything, including the DA's office. It's in coordination with Washington.
In opening statements, prosecutors say Donald Trump orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election. This is the first ever criminal trial against a former president. Legal analyst Arthur Idala says opening statements are very important.
As the prosecutor, you need to talk about how powerful your case is, how strongly you feel about the witnesses and the evidence, and when I'm done presenting all my evidence, you will have no choice but to say this man is guilty because I have proven my case to you beyond a reasonable doubt. And as a defense attorney, you're going to stand up there and you're going to say you're going to hear one lying witness after another lying witness.
The Supreme Court will wade into the legal fight over ghost guns. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The justices have agreed to hear the Biden administration's appeal over regulating the hard-to-trace guns, which don't have serial numbers and are showing up more regularly at crime scenes. 2 years ago, the president announced a new regulation requiring all parts of a firearm to have serial numbers to make them easier to track.
All of a sudden, it's no longer a ghost. It has a return address.
Lower courts struck down the regulation, but the Supreme Court allowed it to stay in effect during the legal fight. The arguments won't happen before the fall. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today on if banning homeless people from sleeping outside when there is limited shelter space amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. In-person classes have been canceled today at Columbia University in New York. Police arrested several dozen protesters at Yale University in Connecticut as tensions grow over fighting in the Middle East. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Tutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is holding steadier following a three-week losing streak. The S&P 500 was up 0.5% in the first hour of trading Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its longest losing streak since September. The Dow rose 70 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.9%. Zions Bancorp rose more than 3% after reporting stronger profit than expected. That helped offset a nearly 2% drop for Tesla, which announced more price cuts over the weekend. Tesla is one of nearly 150 companies in the S&P 500 reporting earnings this week. The pressure is on big companies to deliver strong results after a big run-up in the stock market since last fall. Treasury yields were holding steadier after jumping last week. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.64%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A ban on single-use plastics is taking effect in Hong Kong in a bid to reduce pollution. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.